National Public Radio's show, All Things Considered, has been doing a little feature on sounds of summer. What I'm going to do now is, even in this big city of Chicago, capture a bit of what you might call the end of summer sounds. You might call these the middle to the end of summer. Those are the annual cicadas you hear. They're about the same size as the 17-year locusts, only the 17-year locusts have red eyes and the annual cicadas don't. The fully mature cicada is over an inch long and maybe about a half inch thick, big bug with two sets of wings. I'm recording this about 6:22 in the evening Central Standard Time, and they'll do this droning stuff until a little before sunset. And yes, it's a mating call. How these sounds are produced, I think they may have, I read somewhere that they may have some bladder or something. I don't think it's necessarily done with the wings or the legs or so. But eventually, these things will find their majority of these, or a certain percentage of these bugs will find a mate. And plant eggs underground, usually, because the cicadas, before they're wingless creatures when they come out of the ground, but that's afterwards they will shed their outer skin, and you will occasionally see the shells lying around, and when they sort of come out of their cocoon like a butterfly, it's a big old bug called the cicada. So amid the rush hour traffic in the Portage Park neighborhood of Chicago, you've been listening to the sound of near the end of summer, cicadas,